new research to help keep cows healthy. We're visiting today with Laura Hernandez, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Laura, start out telling us a little bit about the disease you're working on.
I am working on calcium in the cow and maintaining adequate calcium in the cow while she's lactating, called hypocalcemia or milk fever. We're interested in improving the calcium status of the cow so she can stay healthy, make lots of milk.
Laura, tell us what happens to the cow.
So in the case of milk fever, which is when a cow is really, really sick with the calcium status, so she's got really low calcium, she'll typically get really cold, get tremors in her muscles, start shaking, and can often go down to the ground.
How does your research address that?
We're working on a new way to improve the ability of the cow to keep her calcium levels normal during those first few days right after she gives birth. We have a new area of research in the area of serotonin, and we're looking to develop this in a way to feed cows before they give birth so that they don't have this rapid drop in calcium and get the tremors, get cold, and go down.
Laura, perhaps you can help us a little bit by describing how it works.
Serotonin, based on what we've seen so far, is going to increase calcium liberation from the bone stores. And the bone of the cow or any mammal will store the most amount of calcium that the cow or animal has in order to make sure there's enough calcium for mom and enough calcium for the milk for the baby. And so we're trying to manipulate this system so that cows can pull calcium from their bone in a better fashion so that they can keep their calcium levels normal while making enough for the milk as well.
So Laura, look into your crystal ball. How long will it be before people can actually begin to use some of these new inventions?
We hope, in a world where it was all governed by my process, somewhere in the next 5 to 7 years. We're doing the real down and dirty physiology right now, and we're getting the work patented. And so hopefully, if things keep going as we see them going, we can get a company involved and take it to the next level. So,
Laura, can you tell us what this may look like?
Basically, serotonin or 5-hydroxytryptophan is what we'll be using. It's just an amino acid, so it's a little tiny molecule. When we give things to cows, we have to basically either put some kind of coating on the molecule, so on our little amino acid, so that it gets to the rumen and the bugs can't break down the product until it gets past the rumen and it can be used. So they usually look like little grainy pellet type things.
We've been visiting with Laura Hernandez, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.